Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. That was Eddie Murphy, yes, Eddie Murphy in a reggae style, Ojaja lyrics. Ojaja is the name of the song. Some of the words, well, this is our prayer to the world. The system, what a corrupt system. Praise him. Pray for the world, that is our healing. Jaja, hear my prayer. While I pray for this world to be a better place. That's what we want. We want to transform this world. Jah, let's see, while I cry for you and I again, oh Jah, hear my prayer. While I pray for this world to be a better place. Jah, hear my prayer. Further, he says, let me see now. Where he talks about the situation of the human being. He talks about certain leaders, preachers, and others stealing from babies and stealing from children. So he just talks about the real situation that we live in, that we must transform ourselves out of. He say we have to leave Babylon and go to Zion. We must leave this Babylon system. We must go to Zion, and Zion is science. Zion, in the African Hebrew language, is the fiery mountain. So the mountain, earth, the mountain, mass, matter, material, the mountain is pulled up and comes up. So the rising of the mountain, the forming of mass, matter, material, representing the mind of the Almighty. And in that, the mind of the Almighty is the hidden and unseen agency and power that is forming matter. We are being taught that our minds, our thinking, forms matter. Our physical structure is matter and carries out that which is in our minds, and our minds are forming through matter and forming matter. So the fiery sun, the fiery mountain, and the fire, or the sunny mountain, the fiery sunny mountain. We see the sun, and the sun is that agency that transforms the waters, the mass, matter, material, pulls on that mountain, causing the mountain to ascend. The mind, the earth mound, gives birth to Atum and Ma'at, which is the sun disk, which is the atom, which is the proton Y chromosome masculine and electron X chromosome feminine. And the neutron is the word that is to take on flesh. All of this proceeds out of the mind of Ptah. Ptah is that earth mound that gives birth to Atum, the sun, and Ma'at, the sun. Masculine and feminine polarities of the sun disk and the power of the sun that goes back into the mass matter, and through fire, through heat, and through light transforms the mass, the matter, the material. This is what Yahushua wants us to know and understand when he says we must be born again through water and through spirit. Now, Raham, wrought, colors of the universe, mystical body of Christ, David speaking of himself, but speaking of you and me with himself as part and parcel of the body, the mystical body of Christ. We're talking about that time period that is before the birth of the Son and before the institution of time and the institution of space and the institution of energy. We're on the other side. In the womb, in the embryo and fetus stage, in that birthing stage that is before the birth, where the child is being formed, the various members and the various parts of the body of the child is being formed, and that child is Christ, the birth of Christ. Christ is the son and the daughter. And the son and the daughter have a birth. And you have not heard a teacher outside of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and those with Elijah Muhammad teach of the birth of Christ in this fashion. But I am coming from Elijah, and I am coming from Dr. Phil Valentine, and I am coming from Kaba Kamenei, a.k.a. Booker T. Coleman. And I am coming from Gabriel Oyibo, and I am coming from these beautiful teachers like Taj Tariq Bey and a fellow named El, Sheikh El of the Moorish Science, sisters and brothers, and these beautiful teachers who have given us aspects of this teaching. But when we look in the Hebrew scripture language and the European Greek New Testament language, we prove and bear witness to the teaching that has come from those great teachers like Mother Tineta Muhammad. Says, in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And the word lowest parts, oh, you have to rearrange your thinking when you go into the definition of the words. The word lowest parts is takti. Takti. This is an adjective and is defined as low, lower, lowest, lower parts, the nether parts, the lowest parts. Further in the definition, Jesenius Hebrew Kardi Lexicon, put on your shoes, Put on your socks. Put on your helmet of salvation. Put on your thinking cap. Put on your clothing. Have a seat and be prepared to be shocked. This word is hell. This word is Hades. You mean David, you and me and us as the Christ were formed in hell, in Hades? This is the womb. The word is rendered as the hidden place, the womb of the mother. Remember Job chapter 1, I think verse 21, where Job says that he and you and me and us came forth naked from the womb of our mother, and naked shall we return. That word womb is Sheol, which is also Hades, which is also hell. And here we see the definition also says the deepest pit. You mean, David, I know you are a metaphysician, a scientist of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. You are an African teaching us the African science of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. You mean that the womb of our almighty mother is the deepest pit, is Hades, is hell? You mean that's the hidden place from whence we all come? That we were formed in hell, in Hades? What is another scripture? When we see in Psalm 63 or 64, David says that his enemies will go back into the lowest region. Psalm 63 or Psalm 64. Do a word search on lower. This is the same word used here for the Hades, for the hell, for the deepest pit. You mean the wicked and the righteous go back to the same place? Well, what is going on here? When you check all the scripture concerning this place, we see that the righteous go back and have peace. Why? Because we are in the science of the universe. We go back and we have peace because we worked for peace. We worked for tranquility. We worked to bring order. We became the Christos. We became the Atum. We became the Ma'at. And we fulfilled our mission, our work, and we return in peace. The wicked return in torment because they went against the science of the universe. And so we have to see that here and now. And Jesus telling us to go back into the water. This is the waters. This is the place. Back into the spirit. Back into the origins. Our origins in this egg that is the universe. The Africans taught that the lowest portions of the earth, the beginning point, the fire, the hydrogen, fire, water. This is science. This is why there's fire associated with Hades and hell and the deepest pit. Because this water that Jesus said we must go back to is a hydrogen, fire water from whence we all come, that was housed as an incubator in the triple black womb of the universe, the triple dark womb of the universe. That is the lowest portion of the earth and the lowest portion of the egg and the universe, the highest portion called the heavens, where the thunders and the light dwells, is our symbolically our ending point. We begin in the fire, in the beginning birth process, and then we are birthed in the heavens as light, the sun disk. The golden sun shining white light in the seven colors of the rainbow in between dark matter, dark energy, causing the universe to function as the universe should function. This is the birth process. So we are to be born again. Go back into the waters. Go back into the place that David is describing. Go back into the lowest portions of the earth in your consciousness, in my consciousness, in our consciousness, and know that the fire is within our physical structure. We are earth, air, fire, and water. We are star dust. We are ashes. We are matter, material, and we are fire. We are earth. We are air. We are breath. Everything that the universe is, we come from all of those realities. We have various hues and various colors. Everything in the universe is in us. All the metals and minerals that we find in the universe, we can find in some fashion within our structure. So David is telling us we were formed in this fire, hydrogen, water, plasma, in the lowest regions of the universe, the lowest regions of the egg that is the universe, this mystical body of Christ. Look at the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon here and see where it talks about the formation of the members of Christ's body. That's you, that's me being formed. We in this time, which is not time, which is before time, which is eternity, the body is being formed. You and I are a part of that body that were being formed in the lowest regions of the earth. Now let me speed up here and get to same chapter 139, but verse 16. I want to share with you something profound. Thine eyes, this word talking to the Almighty, the word eyes is ayin. This word is a masculine and a feminine noon. This is the eye, the physical eye, the showing of mental qualities and spiritual qualities. The mind of the Almighty working on masculine and feminine polarity. The eye masculine and the eye feminine. I'm thinking of the eye of Heru, or the eye of Osiris. One of the eyes is the left eye, and one is the right eye. I believe that the right eye is associated with the sun in this case, and the left eye is associated with the moon. So the right eye would be masculine, and the left eye would be feminine. And when you look at the hemisphere and the universe, the northern direction is seen as masculine, and the southern direction is seen as feminine. And so the eye of the Almighty is masculine and feminine. We have to have balance in order to see. I can't see everything, so I depend on my beautiful wife, Debbie, Sister Debbie, to see what I can't see and share with me what she knows, so that I may have the biggest picture and vision of what I want to share with you. So thine eyes did see my substance being unperfect. My substance being unperfect is Golem 1564 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is a masculine noon. This word is defined as embryo and fetus, defined as unperfect. In the Jesenius Chaldee lexicon, it says something rolled together, hence rude and unformed matter, not yet wrought, the parts of which are not yet unfolded and developed. Thus an embryo, or rather the mystical body of Christ. It is often used in the Talmud, which is a rendering of the African teaching in the Jewish commentary, this Talmud says anything not yet wrought and undeveloped is applied to an ignorant man. So we're looking at the universe that is in the time that it was not, in the time that the universe was unformed, and that the matter, mass, and material had not been formed and had not gone through the transforming and forming and formation process. And so when you look at that science and apply it to the human being, if we are unformed and uninformed, then we are ignorant and our minds are underdeveloped and unformed. And that is what the media does to us. Lies, tricknology, half-truths, whole untruths, misdirection, deceits, following the dictates of the wicked ruling class to keep us stupid, can't talk, can't think, ignorant, dumb, can't talk, can't think, can't form thoughts, can't form matter, can't use our structure to form matter, to bring mass matter material into formation, into forming and total development, because we have not been developed. This teaching is so beautiful, sisters and brothers. So David continues to talk and says, in thy book, all my members were written. I'll let you research the definition of those words, but the universe is the book, and all of our thoughts, deeds, and actions are known by the Almighty. Then it says, which in continuance were fashioned. And I said that continuance is defined as time. And I said that fashioned has to do with the actual forming in creation. Then it says, when as yet there was none of them. So I had all of this in the womb. But what David is saying, and let me say it this way, I preached it all in the womb, not separating the mind of the Almighty, knowing and seeing what was going on in the womb, W-O-M-B, and knowing beforehand what was to be, what was to come, every portion of the universe, the history of the universe known by the Almighty. And Elijah Muhammad would say, the circle of gods, and I'm going to say goddesses as well, know the history 25,000 years in advance and write that history in our various scriptures and books. And that is tied to, is it the circumference of the sun is 25,000 miles, roughly? That's some of that beautiful teaching from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I preached all of that as the embryo, the embryonic stage, the fetus stage, the formation of the body of Christ in the womb. I said continuance is time. That's yom, yom in the African Hebrew language. I said that fashion had to do with forming and creating. And I talked about kanum, with the human being as clay, on the fashion wheel, I forget what they called that, the clay wheel, the fashion wheel, spinning clay and forming human beings on that spinning wheel, potter's wheel, fashion wheel, clay wheel, tying that to Africa again. But I had all of that in the womb, in that forming of the members of the body of Christ. You know how the baby has to form fingers and toes and form blood vessels and form nervous system and form everything? If that child, baby, comes out of the womb not having formed all that needs to be formed, then that child is called misformed. What's the word used? Underdeveloped. It's a word that they use. But the malformed. That's not the word either. But you understand what I'm saying? That the all of that which must be formed in the womb so the baby can be born complete as a baby, and then we continue the process of the child's formation outside of the womb and growth spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So then I was looked that same evening, I looked at the movie Lucy. And I can't go into all the details of the movie, but it's African teaching from front to end. Lucy is the name given to the female that was discovered by the Leakey family in Kenya, Tanzania, East Africa, those places. And they began to tell the whole population of the earth that every human being came from this black woman in Africa. And Minister Louis Farrakhan continued teaching that reality. Not that Leakey began that teaching, but Elijah Muhammad, Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Garvey, these told us of the African origins of the human family. And then Farrakhan said, but that woman had a father and a mother. And those parents had parents. Farrakhan said, you can't find the beginning of the black man and woman. When you find the beginning of the black man and woman, you will find the beginning of God. And I will say the beginning of Goddess. That's eternity. The Almighty is eternal. Outside of time, space, energy, continuum. The Almighty is eternal. So I was looking at this movie Lucy, breaking down all manner of African science, teaching how the mind works. How if we can access more of our mind in the consciousness. We have 10% of the mind accessed in the consciousness. The other 90% operates in the subconscious. But I was listening to some little documentary somewhere else, and they began to talk about the superconsciousness. That is the mind of the Almighty. So although we have access in the conscious mind, 10%, 90% in the subconscious mind, the superconscious is all-encompassing. So let's get in tune with the universe. Get in tune with the science. So then, this character in the movie Lucy began to intake this drug. You have to look at the movie. Not by any circumstance that she created, but mitigating circumstances. And it began to deposit in her the science of a natural drug. This was a synthetic of a natural drug that the woman produces when she is pregnant. So we're looking at a real science in the universe, and this natural drug, it seems to have a connection to the mind and the expansion of the mind, and the expansion of the mind into the consciousness of the superconsciousness, which is the mind of the universe. And Lucy, this character, begins to know herself on a neurological, molecular, cellular, atomic level, all the way to her hair follicles and nervous system and blood and etc. And she began to feel the universe. And in the end of the movie, whereas they showed at the beginning the division of cells and the splitting of cells from one cell into two and etc., all of us are cells. All of us are atoms from the one atom, from the one atum ma'at. And so by the end of the movie, she begins to reunite her cells with the universe. and she begins to go and turn into black. And that black represents dark energy, dark matter. And the science of the sun is to bring order and oneness back to the universe by the union of ourselves back into the waters of noon, dark energy, dark matter. That's what we were looking at in the movie Lucy. She goes into black and goes into oneness with the universe. But on her way to that oneness, she began to talk about mass, matter, and material. Hang with me, sisters and brothers. She saw or showed a moving vehicle on a movie screen. And the character Lucy began to say, "You can see that vehicle moving fast. Moving fast, you see this piece of mass, matter, material. But when you speed that vehicle to infinity, that vehicle disappears." And so she began to say that it is the power and force of T-I-M-E, time, that produces and gives vision to mass, matter, material. I said, whoa, that's what David was saying in Psalm 139, my substance yet being unperfect. I'm unformed. I'm mass, matter, material, unwrought, unformed. I haven't gone through the transforming and forming process. But then, in continuance, the word continuance is 3-1-1-7, yom, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. The word is a masculine noun from an unused root, etymologically, meaning to be hot. Definitions are day, time, year. Day as opposed to night, 24-hour period, evening and morning, divisions of time. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. I said, oh man, that's what David was saying. When you think of time, know and understand that after the process that is before the process, which is the mystical formation of the mystical body of Christos, the formation of the sun disk, the formation of light in the unborn embryonic fetus stage, and we were all there alive, being formed. But the scientists say 4.5 billion years ago is the birth of the sun out of dark matter. Now the sun disk that was called Atum by the ancients, and Ma'at is the feminine counterpart of Atum, the sun disk, which is hot, which was born out of dark matter, which is the golden sun shining white light. This sun disk goes back into the waters of noon, the waters melanin of noon, and transforms those waters by the purification process and the purging process because of the power of fire and light on the mass matter material. Now there's the forming, the process of actually forming the mass and the matter and the material into all of the various fixtures that we have, the compacting of the water, that compacting, forming that which was unformed. This is now at the beginning of time. For the sun is the beginning of time, and the sun causes time and space, and the sun is operating on the spirit energy of Yahuwah, and it's the sun that gives physical structure, the sun that gives existence in this form of all mass, matter, material. So I should not have preached that totally as forming in the embryonic stage. I should have preached that as beginning in the embryonic stage, but then moving to the forming of mass, matter, material, because now we have the sun, and now we have the institution of time, and now we have the institution of space, and now we see that mass, matter, and material is formed and is existing within this time frame that is within eternity. Time is within eternity. Yahuwah is in eternity outside of the purview of time. But now the sun gives us a time-space continuum. So now we can understand Genesis better when it says the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon the waters. That's the Mother Holy Spirit, the energy of Mother Holy Spirit in the womb, forming the body of Christ before the birth, the process before the process that we have talked about. Then it says the gods and the goddesses, this is the interpretation, the gods and the goddesses said, let there be light, and there was light. This is the birth of the sun, and the sun begins time. The word beginning has to do with the institution of time and space. And so now there is day and night. And now we see that the earth that was without form and void in the darkness, unformed matter, unwrought matter, now the sun will form matter and bring matter and compact the waters that is mass, matter, and material. Oh, this is such wonderful science, sisters and brothers. I'm so thankful for anything that can teach. And when you check the word black, see the word here for time is hot, meaning the sun is hot. The sun is instituting time. But when you check the word black, that word black is descriptive of dark energy, dark matter. But when you run the etymology and the etymon of the word black, you get to white, you get to bleach. Why is that? because the golden sun that shines white light, and the white light is seen as the seven colors of the rainbow, but in between white light is the dark energy and dark matter. And the dark energy, dark matter, causes the universe to behave as the universe should behave. So when you bleach, the white is the white light shining from the golden sun in the seven colors. And so they advertise bleach as the substance that, when using that substance in washing your clothes, it makes all the colors brighter. And so the word black, when you trace it to the end in the etymology, the etymon, you get to bleach. And you get to white. The bleach is white because the bleach that is white light. And then you can understand, and we can understand why black starts off as black, which is dark energy, dark matter, and is ended in bleach and white, which is the white light that shines the seven colors. But the seven colors of the rainbow, in between those colors, is the black, dark energy, dark matter. Does that not make sense, sisters and brothers? And then I'm thinking of the blood cells. They say, is it the white blood cells that attacks the cancers and diseases in the physical structure? Well, the white blood cells are the white light, likened unto the white light shining from the sun, that transforms the waters, mass matter, material, and purifies and purges the mass matter, the material, removing the dross matter, the dross and the gross matter. So the white blood cells attacking disease, removing the dross and removing the gross matter out of the physical structure. Do we see the science, sisters and brothers? Thank you for listening. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.